out of executive session.
Okay, we're out of executive session.
So now you need a motion.
I'll make a motion that we invite the Nature Conservancy to the October 28th meeting to discuss this matter.
October 28th?
Yeah.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Yeah.
Now you can have the rest of your 8-minute meeting, right?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right, yep, I will.
Have a good night, guys.
Take care, Bob.
All right, doctors, you behave.
Why?
Fair enough, why?
Okay. Groundwater issues.
The grout pond flat project is still kinda in neutral, because of this archaeological study that's going on out there. They're gonna do like a phase one archaeological study, because there may be some sensitive archaeological areas in those berms out there, so.
An old outhouse or something.
They're gonna try to work around that, and then hopefully just keep the plan going forward, so.
So nothing's gonna happen until next spring?
Well, it wasn't, we weren't gonna start actually doing any excavating until 26 anyway, but it's kinda holding up the plan. It screws up their whole schedule, cause they have it all laid out that they wanna be at this phase, and so it. I think he's still thinking that if we can work this out, but it's just, they've been going around and around with.
Oh, yeah, the more they fuck around, the more it gets more expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Every year.
By the time they get started, it's gonna be half again what it costs now.
Honestly, if I ever ask to do another one of these grants, tell me no.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's kinda where that is. I met with Josh, Carvajal over at the Beaver Pond at the Win Hall Line. And, if we just continue like having Pat tear the little dams apart by hand, that's fine. If we wanna do anything.
The wetlands guy?
No, he's the A&R River guy. If wetlands gets involved, it's gonna get very complicated and probably a pretty likely, a very expensive permit to do anything in there, cause they charge, wetlands charges if it's out of your right of way. So I think we probably oughta just stay the course with doing what we can, and, you know, his suggestion was, he said, honestly, he said, if I was gonna put any money into anything, I'd raise the road up a foot and a half, so it'd be easier. And he's right.
Yeah.
I mean, the more you think about it, it's the most logical thing to do.
Not very cheap, but.
Because, well, no, but I mean, who knows what this permit, you're never gonna kill all those beavers in there. I mean, that thing goes on for a mile.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you Agent Orange the thing, you know, I mean.
There you go.
It's not, I mean, eliminating those beavers is not an option. It's just not, I mean.
It doesn't work.
You can knock the population down some, but it's not for long.
They'll always come back.
I don't know how you're gonna do that without the Army National Guard. Have you ever walked through that thing?
Yes.
Seen how big it is?
Yes.
I mean, it goes all the way down behind the Golf Academy and beyond. I mean, it's not.
You don't walk through it.
You don't, that's the problem. I mean, this ain't like going across from your house and just ripping a dam out and they go away. I mean, there's probably, I wouldn't be surprised there's 1,500 beavers in there, you know?
Really?
Take a look at that thing sometime.
Wow.
It's huge, so. He did give us a permit to take the dam out of the river by the box culvert there. So we've done that, and Pat's just gonna keep poking away, and I mean, luckily we've had a fairly dry summer and it hasn't been an issue.
How did he get in there? What's he use, a canoe or something?
He walks in. I mean, he walks in along the edge to where these first couple of dams are, but they just keep going on and on and on and on. It's just a series of them. You know, and it's so flat is the problem.
Yeah.
You know, there's no big grade change to really help anything, and there's so much feed in there. It's just like, yeah, exactly. And that's why you'll never get rid of them.
Build a dam, they build a house.
But by the time they get done eating one end,
Agent Orange, we're all good.
Exactly. So that's about it with that. There's really not a whole lot. We'll just keep doing what we're doing, and hopefully it doesn't flood, and if it does, then we'll figure out something then.
Okay.
I guess, yeah. We did one round of crack filling before the fiscal year ended, and the company isn't gonna be able to do any more this fall. And I'd like to recommend that we take that money that we had budgeted, which is $25,000, and buy some gravel with it, because there's a lot of processed gravel close by now that we can buy, and that's been a problem. So Hunter still has a bunch of it in Londonderry, and he's making a bunch down in Jamaica. And
putting out the river.
Yeah. And he said once he satisfies the FEMA people down there with what they wanted, he'll be able to sell some of that, and it's right close by. So we could probably buy another 800 or 900 yards of gravel with that money, and I think that would give us more bang in our buck than squirting tar in a bunch of cracks that are gonna open back up anyway. So if you guys are okay with allocating that money, I mean, it's in the budget. It's not like we're raising anything extra, it's there. But if we could just channel that over to buy gravel, I think it would really help.
Is there a motion on that?
If they think it's necessary, I mean, it's basically, like I said, the money's all raised, it's already in the budget, it's just we're gonna do something a little different with it than what we originally were going to.
From one line to the other.
Yeah, and I talked to Allison about it today, and she was fine with it. You know, she said just as long as, you know, we all are on the same page.
I'll second it.
I think it'd be a good idea, so.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
And that's really about it. We're still fixing stuff, and I think.
Dugout's taken care of?
Oh, yeah. I think Tom Fuller will probably be over within the next couple of weeks to wrap up over by the town line.
What do we do with the dugouts? Got rid of them, or?
It's a joke, I'm just blessing his balls.
It's getting old.
Okay, all right.
Think of a new joke, okay? Well, no, it's just.
I'll wear one out.
You know, Milton Berle can say the same joke and people laugh, but it's not as funny when you do a big guy. No, I don't care. I really don't care. But anyway, I think he's gonna be coming back within the next couple of weeks, and he'll take care of going into that parking lot. I told the guys the other day not to paint, because Fred and them were out there doing their painting, so I was like, don't paint that one, because he's gonna grind it up in about 2 weeks. So, but I talked to Tom the other day, and he'll be back, you know, as soon as he can.
Did you get the access road done yet? Or?
No, that's what he's coming to finish. That last like 300 feet. That
because that's in Stratton.
Yeah, they came up into our part when they repaired that. Yeah, he had to get into our new part, and they were bugging him and bugging him and bugging him to pave all he could. So he's like, now I got to move all that stuff back in to do 350 feet again. And now they're getting to be pissy with him over it. And he's like, look, you better shut your mouth, because you're the ones that screwed this all up, and I don't want to hear it. Yeah. You know, so, but he told me, he said, I'll be back as soon as I can. And I have faith that he will. You know, I mean, he ain't going to mess us up. He'll do that. And not that it really makes a lot of difference to us, but I got official word that the power project over there is off for this year. They're not gonna do that.
Yeah, I got a letter here.
Yeah. So, but that other than that, it's just like regular maintenance stuff right now. Nothing, just fixing stuff and graveling stuff and changing pipes, changing culverts.
Yeah.
In the Royal Mets of South Windsor.
Oh, it is. They do everywhere they go. Yeah. And boy, some of that stuff is awful close to the road. You know, I mean, when they wing and stuff like that, I was looking at where they put some of that. They don't have a lot of room down there anyway, and I was like, boy.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that. They're going to have pedestals in here.
Yeah.
What happens when you take out a pedestal with a loader? with a grader, stewards out there
and
with a 14 foot
and
wing.
Like, they don't have much room down there anyway. A lot of that road is, I don't know. This whole, I guess the machine's down at Whitingham now, and it's going to remain down there for the rest of the fall, according to what the email said. So,
they got another one in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Sitting down the gravel pit down there. Yeah. Brand new one.
So anyway, that's...
I thought he took it off the trailer and put it on the ground. The trailer and truck are gone now. They've been sitting there all summer.
Yeah. So anyway, that's about all I really have. There's really not too much else. Just, you know,
okay,
getting ready. And Hunter will be bringing sand in soon. And that's about it.
Got all the requests.
And there's something on there. Lorraine runs it for November 30th. Be okay with that? Or, and the line dances won it the whole month of October.
Let them rip.
Or Thursday night. Huh?
Sorry for dancing.
Yeah. 10-3, 10-10, 10-24, and 10-31.
Cool. Halloween, huh?
Halloween.
You're doing the Halloween line dance. Yeah, yeah. That's good.
Yeah, you just keep extending it, so everybody must be having fun.
A good time is had by all.
Good place to do it.
Nice to see you here.
Just about the rec area.
What we, the only thing we were really, we, Grayson was gonna put together a number to.
Do the infill?
No. Well, just Harley Ray getting seeded, we were just gonna turn it back to grass. And then also a number to put a good French drain in that ditch, but we haven't seen the number from him, so.
Okay, done. Second minutes, last reading.
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any other business that may legally come before the board? Do you have anything else? Anyone wanna discuss anything? Need to discuss anything? Somebody make a motion adjourn?
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Done.
Perfect.
Thanks for moving that rock.
No problem.
Are you gonna dig that up this year?
Probably, not likely, yeah.
I'm just, I'll scratch that up and throw some seed.